Business Matters in association with the Faculty of Business at ATU Donegal. For a career in financial governance, consider the Level 9 MA in Governance and IT in Financial Services. Call 91-86206 or email donald.hannigan@atu.ie today.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll be looking at a significant €1.4 million investment in a new building project at the county's most used community centre. In this post-COVID era, with an ever-increasing number of people engaged in activities ranging from sport to social gatherings, the role of a community centre has never been so important. And Letterkenny Community Centre is a victim of its own success and now needs to expand. More on that shortly. But first, European Green Transition, a company chaired by Donegal entrepreneur Cathal Friel, is planning to float on the London Stock Exchange. The company focuses on assets and businesses needed for the green energy transition and is set to list on the alternative investment market known as the AIM in London. The company's portfolio includes three exploration projects, two in Sweden and one in Germany, for critical metals such as lithium, which is used for electric vehicle batteries, and rare earth metals such as dysprosium and terbium, which are used in the manufacture of wind turbines. In Europe, there is a big push on to source minerals that are crucial for the green sector and to lessen the reliance on supplies from China. Shares in European Green Transition are set to trade after Easter. And petrol stations across Donegal could be hit with fines if they fail to display price comparisons with electric vehicles. Under new regulations being introduced by Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, either a poster or a screen will have to be up at the petrol station forecourt showing the cost of driving 100 kilometres in a petrol, diesel or electric vehicle. This will apply to forecourts with more than three pumps. The regulation will come into effect in the coming weeks. And according to Fergus Sharkey, head of business supports and transport with the SEAI, compliance checks will be carried out. However, there is likely to be a bedding in process. Work on a major €1.4 million development at Letterkenny Community Centre is set to begin before the end of this month. The new community building, with two new state-of-the-art dressing rooms, will be built beside the existing 4G AstroTurf playing pitch, which has been a huge success since it was completed in 2019. Funding for the new project has been approved by the Minister for Rural and Community Development, Heather Humphreys, with a grant of €300,000 from the Community Centre Investment Fund. There is a further €100,000 from the Dormant Accounts Fund, with Donegal County Council providing a grant of €200,000. The balance must be met by the community centre, and it will have its own loans, including one from AIB and the Western Development Commission. And also, there will be a number of fundraising initiatives, some of which are already in the pipeline. The community building will be suitable for public events, meetings and functions, and a concourse viewing space at street level overlooking the pitch will enable people to view matches as well. To find out more about the project and indeed the very busy Letterkenny Community Centre, I paid a visit to the centre and spoke with its manager, Liam O'Donnell. Liam O'Donnell, manager at the Letterkenny Community Centre. We're just looking out over the AstroTurf, the two pitches here, the big pitch, the small pitch, and the grass bank. And exciting times ahead, because in the coming days we're going to see the first sod turned for a new building here on the site. So what exactly is happening?
Well, what we're going to build here adjacent from the AstroTurf pitch here is a community room and two dressing rooms. The reason for it is the lack of changing facilities within the centre, especially when we built the AstroTurf facility here. We have only two small dressing rooms and a small room, and as time is going on, we just saw that there was a need for extra space for teams that are travelling from all over the country now here to give them the area that's needed.
Now, if we look out here today, there's a national school tournament on. The place has been extensively used. You've got Gaelic football clubs, soccer clubs, Gaelic clubs. In the summer, there's cricket being played on the AstroTurf training. So, in many ways, you're a victim of your own success, the expansion and the success of the main AstroTurf pitch.
Yeah, well, suppose the Letterkenny Community Centre is a multi-purpose facility, and the building of the new pitch, it's multi-purpose. We cater for all sports, and probably we are a victim of our own success. We have to try and facilitate all the different groups that are using the centre on a day, a weekly, monthly, yearly basis. So that's really where this development has come from.
Yeah. So with the addition of additional changing rooms, you know, that's vital, because as well as having a lot of teams, we also have a lot more girls playing as well now, and that's been a factor.
Yeah, that's been a factor, yeah, that the ladies have it has growing sport for ladies, like in relation to Gaelic and soccer, and there's multiple teams from schoolboy level up to senior level that are using the facilities on a week-to-week basis.
Now, the centre itself goes back to the 80s, and, you know, it started off on a small scale. You've been here since the late 80s, and you've seen a lot of changes.
Yeah, well, the centre opened up, suppose it was a void that was identified in the community, that they had no community centre, and it was the people that Letterkenny that built the centre for the people of Letterkenny. And first of all, it was a voluntary committee that started off the management of it, but that then developed in the early 80s when Unify first and foremost sponsored the manager's wages here. The first sports manager was Roddy Gaynor, and he developed the first sports program, and we really took it on from there, and the place has gone from strength to strength, like with the, as we see, the two AstroTurf pitches here were a great benefit to the centre.
As well as what you've mentioned there, there's the main hall, which was there from the start. You've an adult training room, a community room. There's a couple of porta cabins as well. I suppose simply you're running out of space.
Yeah, we're running out of space. We have a good sports program. It's very, very diverse. We have children's program, and then we develop up then into the adults program, and then we have into the pensioners program, which we've developed over the last number of years for. And then there's other different classes going on, like chess is one example for the sporting and non-sporting people of the town that can come here and use it. Then we have the likes of yoga, Pilates, and we have therapy rooms there. So it really is a totally mixed bag of stuff that we run here.
Yeah.
Which is affordable. The other thing is that we try and keep our prices at a level where everybody in the community can afford to use it. But with the costs, again, that has increased, it's difficult at the minute.
Yeah, well, obviously COVID, like everywhere, you took a hit with that, and electricity is a big part of your overall costs, and the lights for the outside. So like everybody else, you have to try and balance the books.
Yeah, you have to try and balance the books. Like the two main costs that we have here is light and heat and staff wages, and we have to try and balance the books.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about the new building that's going to go ahead. You've got the funding for that through a number of departments. You're going to have to raise a certain amount yourselves as well to complement it. So it's going to be just adjacent to the Pierce Road. So having those extra dressing rooms will mean basically that you can cater for a lot more.
Yeah, the initial programme when we drew up, we were going to build four dressing rooms, a community room and a stand. But with the cost factor, we had to reduce it in scale, and we had to bring it back to one community room and two dressing rooms. And it's really coming in around 1.4 million, which is a huge amount of money. Now, we have secured 600,000 in funding from three funding bodies, so we'll have to make up the deficit ourselves, which will mean taking out a long-term loan plus our own funds.
Yeah, but if you don't expand, you don't grow, and I suppose there's always some project in the pipeline here.
Yeah, we have had some program in the pipeline. We try to think, plan ahead with a vision, and we always had the idea that we were going to build to the left-hand side of the building as we stand here to incorporate in the porta cabins into one main build, but that's for another day. We're going to build this out here now, which is a real necessity at the minute to cater for all the groups and teams that are using the AstroTurf pitch.
Yeah. So in the long term, we're going to see another building adjacent to the main building, and again, that'll mean you'll have more facilities, more rooms, and it's not just, as you touched on there, it's not just sport, it's community groups and organisations and having a place to meet, and there's a big social aspect to things.
Yeah, there's a big social aspect, you know, especially with the older groups that are people that have just retired. They come in there and they do the classes and they have a cup of tea, and that is very, very important, that, you know, it's their social outlet for the week. They get in there for two classes a week. So our plan is going forward is to build to the left hand side, incorporate in the rooms, as I said before, and do an upgrade internally within the building and bring it on for the next years to come.
Yeah. And location, Liam, not many towns in Ireland have a community centre so close to the centre of the town. There's constant traffic going past, and you know, pretty much everybody knows where you are.
Yeah, it's very, very important. Like, it's within walking distance of the town for people that don't have transport. And the other thing which is a great asset here is our car parking. The car park is huge, and it can cater for so many cars. It was going back to the original building of the community centre, with the people that decided to push the community centre back down and leave the space to the front. They were pioneers, like, and they did a marvellous job, and we have just to keep it going.
Yeah. And it's such a hive of activity, not just, well, pretty much all day long, and then in the evenings you could come down St. Eunan's, you have Termon, you have Letterkenny, Gales, there's Glen Swilly on the soccer front, we see Kilmacrenan Celtic here, Old Town Celtic, the list just goes on.
Yeah.
And Finn Harps.
Yeah, the list goes on and on, from schoolboys right through boys and girls, like all the clubs in the area all use it. Gaelic and soccer, rugby, cricket, and then we have Finn Harps Academy here, and we have Finn Harps senior team here, along with the Donegal League teams, where multiple teams are using it. Yeah. So it is very encouraging, and we have a lot of schools, the Gael Scholes and other national schools in the area would use it for tournaments and for competition, and then we would have the secondary schools where they would host a lot of their matches here and finals, because it's central to most of the schools, like out the west, east, south of Donegal, like, where they all come in here and just play their finals.
And that has been a big thing, because of the fact you have an AstroTurf pitch playable pretty much all year round. This, as you say, it's become a base for schools finals, and as we come sort of April, May time of year, you could pass by nearly any day and there's a couple of schools there.
Yeah, building the AstroTurf pitch was a major decision here, because I myself felt that there was a need for it, and that that part of the ground was totally unused, and to develop a grass pitch in it was going to take a lot of maintenance and a lot of upkeep, so we decided to go down the synthetic pitch.
And just to remind people, the old pitch at the Letterkenny Community Centre, there was a grass pitch here. Yeah. It was played, it was used in the Donegal League down through the years, but being realistic, it was probably only playable about 4 months of the year.
Yeah, yeah, it was most of the time, that's all it was played, and there was a lot of maintenance put into it, and it just wasn't economically viable to keep a grass pitch. And we decided, we had the funds at the time, along with sports capital, to go and build a full-size AstroTurf pitch. And we upgraded the running track around it, where we do the couch to 5K. And the track is a valuable asset too, because it's different. The people use it for walking and for casual jogging, and three times a week for couch to 5K, which we've started back a number of years ago. Good number of years ago now. And that has been very, very successful, with a number of people that has gone through here and has gone on to do competitive running, you know, couch to 5K and then on to run marathons. So it has been very, very successful.
And Liam, the word community, there's a lot of people who come down here, and the great thing about coming to events and classes, people come down who may not know somebody and they forge new friendships here, and then you have people, and this is actually their meeting point.
Yeah, this is their meeting point, and a lot of people would inquire into the centre, you know, is there any activities we can link into? They might have just come into the town and they're individuals. We would try and fit them into a group, and they would take it on from there. Yeah, some people would have met friends for life here, yeah. And the only thing that I can say, Jim Lynch, God rest him, was one of the pioneers here, and he always said, like, that the community centre was built by the people for the people. And we're trying to keep that philosophy going, yeah.
And we hear a lot about social inclusion, and that, you know, that's, you can see that here, because we've people from all walks of life.
Yeah, like, we have, it's so diverse now. We have all different groups that has come into the country that are using the facilities down here. We try to cater for them as best we can.
And that was Liam O'Donnell, manager of Letterkenny Community Centre. Join us again after this commercial break.
Business Matters with the Faculty of Business at ATU Donegal. If you're looking for a career in financial governance, consider the Level 9 MA in Governance and IT and Financial Services. Take the next step in your career by contacting the Exec Ed Coordinator on 91862 06, or email donald.hannigan@atu.ie today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Before the break, we heard from Liam O'Donnell, manager of Letterkenny Community Centre, about a major new building project. Well, Philip O'Kennedy is the chair of the management committee at the centre and knows just how much work there is getting a project like this from conception stage to actually getting on site and starting. I also spoke to him and began by putting it to him that after all the hard work behind the scenes, everyone involved must be delighted that the building work is now about to get underway.
Absolutely, Chris, yeah. And I have to say, in terms of the staff within Letterkenny Community Centre, have been fantastic in putting all the bits and pieces together. It's going to be quite a complicated jigsaw at times between grant aiders and banks and various institutions that we have to deal with. So it's fantastic, work by all the team within there. And we're delighted that we were finally getting to the point now where we'll be able to turn us out soon.
Yeah, so it's going to cost us something in the region of 1.3, maybe 1.4 million, that ballpark, that sort of figure. So it's a lot of money. You've got a lot of grants, but you also have to raise a considerable amount of money yourselves.
Absolutely. And you know, we've been part of the community for many years now, and we continue to grow and develop. So I suppose we're calling out to everybody there to help us with the development, and we have the wherewithal to accept contributions and contributions to our fundraising. So we'd certainly welcome anybody that can help us in that regard.
And many hands can make light work, as they say.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
Now, the fundraising from the community centre's point of view, you know, this is going to take a period of time. You're going to have numerous events. So this is going to take quite a while to pay off the whole capital required.
It will, yeah. And I mean, we've been lucky enough also to get banks, AIB, and one or two other institutions who are involved, and delighted that they're helping us with it. But obviously, the loans have to be repaid, and so you know, the sooner we can do that, the sooner we'll get the development finished and the finance side of it completed, and then with a view to moving on to the next stage. So helping us in that regard will be of huge benefit.
Now, having these new state-of-the-art dressing rooms, you know, it really does bring you a major step forward, because the current facilities, a lot of use for the AstroTurf facilities, but you just don't have enough areas for changing, and I suppose that's holding things back.
Well, yes, it has been, and I suppose we've had to juggle space at time as well in terms of trying to facilitate various teams that come to us. So this will be a huge new development for us in terms of providing a greater service to all our good customers that come to us to use the facilities. So teams travelling now will have state-of-the-art changing room facilities, and we're delighted to be able to offer that. We have to evolve with the marketplace and to provide, you know, first-class facilities, which we will have when the development is completed, certainly will help us greatly in that regard.
Now, it was only a few years ago that the trees along the Pierce Road were removed, and it really opened up the place. Many people were unaware of the track and the pitch down there before. We now have the state-of-the-art Astro pitch, the main pitch and the smaller pitch. The floodlights at night look very good, and people going past, there's a constant use of that pitch, and, you know, it's really brought it home to people just how important the facility is.
Absolutely, and our location in the centre of town is fantastic. We have excellent car parking facilities for people coming to use our facilities. So, you know, it's fantastic, and to be able to open up the centre so that people can see what's happening, and, you know, both young and not so young are using our facilities, which is great, and we would encourage that and look to grow it with also some, you know, we have new communities coming to live in the town, and we want to reach out to those communities as well to come and use our facilities, and many of which have already taken the benefit of our facilities. So we look forward to welcoming more and more people from the town to use our facilities.
And for the management committee, no doubt there is a constant stream of projects that you'd like to do. So after this one, I know there are plans for further expansion of the beside the main building, so that can enhance what you offer even more.
Yeah, indeed. And in fact, when I got involved back in 2019, one of the reasons I became involved was to help with the development of the main centre. And between COVID and all sorts of other things, we haven't managed to get to that. But that's certainly very much high on our agenda to try and improve the facilities that we have in the community centre and upgrade them and improve them for the benefit of all. So that's something we're looking to do, you know, in the next couple of years as well.
And from a management committee point of view, the community centre being at the heart of the community, and whilst you have to make a profit or break even at worst, you try and keep the prices at a level that make things affordable. And, you know, that is so important as well, that it's all about offering the facilities and the services.
Absolutely. I mean, we're a not-for-profit organisation, so, you know, I mean, we're here to serve the community. That's our whole ethos. So, you know, we're here to try and offer the best facilities at a very reasonable price for everybody. So we're very conscious that you know, costs are rising for everybody, and if we can, you know, help and offer high-class facilities at a very reasonable cost, then certainly that's very much in our ethos and one that we're continuing to strive to achieve going forward.
And just putting it in perspective, I was reading that something in the region of over 2,000 people a week go through the centre for one activity or another. So we're talking maybe 100,000 or more people a year. You know, just that just shows the scale of things.
Absolutely, and we massive footfall, and as I say, we reach into all sections of the community, both within the town, and I should stress as well, outside of the town, coming far and wide to use our facilities. So we're delighted that people are continuing to use them. We obviously had to shut down during COVID, but it's great to see that we have strong numbers coming back since we reopened, and long may it last.
And finally, Philip, if anybody wants to lend a helping hand or maybe has an idea who they could help out with fundraising, no doubt you'd be open doors for anybody with suggestions.
Absolutely. More than happy. Yeah, more than happy to talk to anyone who wants to get involved, and we're delighted. We have plenty of opportunities for people who are looking to get involved in community-based activities like ourselves, and I'm sure there are people out there who have the skill and experience that can help us bring the community centre more and more a success than it has been. And so it's we certainly would welcome anybody looking to help join us.
And that was Philip O'Kennedy, Chair of the Management Committee at Letterkenny Community Centre. Needless to say, all connected with the centre are most grateful to all who have assisted in the project and local public representatives for their input, and to Pubble, which works on behalf of the government to support communities and local agencies towards achieving social inclusion and development. And the project is being led by architect Gerard Gallagher, along with Joe Coyle, the quantity surveyor, James McGinley, structural engineer, and Stephen Kelly of Ipsum Consulting Engineers. The main contractor is McHugh Brothers of Ballybuffet. And the first sod is scheduled to be turned by the mayor of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, Councillor Kevin Bradley, on Wednesday, March the 27th at 3 p.m. In other news, Scala is the name of an 11-week accelerator program which is targeted at startup entrepreneurs with the potential for fast growth. The program is run through the local enterprise office and is particularly geared towards the marine engineering, marine research, marine energy or value-added fish processing sectors. Formerly known as ScaleX, it is geared towards ambitious people who want to grow their business globally from Donegal, no matter where in the world they might live right now. The program is open to residents of Donegal or anyone that is part of the Donegal diaspora within Ireland or worldwide. And the deadline for applications is April the 4th. More details are available from the local enterprise office. And funding support of €4 million has been provided by Donegal County Council under the Urban Regeneration and Development Fund to tackle long-term vacancy and dereliction in Letterkenny Town Centre. Under this programme, some 44 vacant or derelict properties have already been identified as having potential to be brought back into use as homes. And the council is now actively meeting and providing guidance and support to the owners that it has identified. And it is hoped that there will be a positive outcome to this. Financial support is available through the Vacant Property Refurbishment Grant. There's also the Repair and Lease Scheme and the Conservation Advice Grant Scheme. Meanwhile, the council's also exploring other avenues, including additions of properties to the derelict site register and the potential purchase of long-term vacant and derelict properties, which could be then sold on the open market. Well, according to Liam Ward, Director of Community Development and Planning Services with Donegal County Council, this funding has the potential to transform a central part of Letterkenny, and it will also help the reuse of existing housing stock and provide regeneration in the town. If you own a vacant or derelict property in Letterkenny Town Centre or indeed elsewhere, you can find out more by contacting Donegal County Council. The email is vacanthomes@donegalcoco.ie, and there's more also on the website. The February wind energy report shows that wind energy provided 41% of Ireland's electricity in February 2024. The latest figures published by Wind Energy Ireland also show that the country's demand for electricity last month increased slightly when compared to the same month in 2023. The report also confirms that 38% of Ireland's power came from wind farms in the first 2 months of 2024. In local planning news, Roundhill Properties Limited have been given conditional planning permission by Donegal County Council to build a 14-bedroom guest house at Croc na Murlough in Downings. Meanwhile, the consumer price index rose by 3.4% between February 23 and February 2024, down from an annual increase of 4.1% in the 12 months to January 2024. So inflation continuing to fall. And this is only the fourth time since September 2021 that the annual growth in the consumer price index was below 5%. It's also the fourth consecutive month where the inflation rate was lower than 5%. And finally, on a lighter note, the Central Statistics Office has just released details about the cost of the traditional full Irish breakfast. Bread and butter have fallen marginally in price, but eggs, tomatoes, pork sausages and best back rashers, as well as mushrooms, are up in price. Milk is cheaper, but tea is dearer. Well, the CSO estimates that the cost of the ingredients for the much-loved fry-up are up by 2.3% year-on-year to the end of January. You've been listening to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Many thanks for listening. If you do want to contact the programme, you can email me on businessmatters@highlandradio.com.
Business Matters, in association with the Faculty of Business at ATU Donegal. For a career in financial governance, consider the Level 9 MA in Governance and IT in Financial Services. Call 91 86206 or email donald.hannigan@atu.ie today.